Hello, everybody. It's that time again. Welcome back to the In the Know call. I'm Walter McFashion, Manager of Customer Support, and we're here again today, as we have been in the past, just to talk about what are the latest issues, questions that have come up in with support and in the field, and just to provide you guys with information on those questions and just give you information that you can spread to the field. I'm joined this week by, again, Sammy Shoup, my partner for marketing. And I want to thank Sammy for jumping in 2 weeks ago without me while I was on vacation with Tina to get the call done, even when she was sick.
It's all good.
She sounds a lot better now, guys. So we're going to jump in. I'm going to have Sammy talk about marketing updates first. Then I'm going to go through some IT updates, some couple of changes to the website that just happened as of this morning, and we'll go from there. Okay, Sammy.
Hey, guys. All right, so last call, we kind of talked about the business training website a little bit. As we told you, we've been continually enhancing it, adding things to the business training website. You can find it in the top menu bar in the prompt editor, so right across the very top of your screen, or in the account section of the website. So you just need to click on the account, and underneath your referral partner ID number or the Revolution Office button link, there's a link to the business training site. We did remove that link for customers as they don't need access to our entire business training site. They only need access to our tutorials. So make sure if you have any customers that are looking for the tutorials that are included on the business training site, they simply go to the resource center, look up tutorials, and all of our new tutorials are listed for everyone. And everybody can access them. Doesn't matter what type of user they are. So make sure that you guys check that out and go see the tutorials. Go view the tutorials and start sharing those because they're a really good resource. Paid for is going out like crazy. We're sending out pins and cards, and we're seeing a lot of people on social media excited about what's happening. We just want to clarify one thing so that everybody is very clear that being paid for is when your 20% retail commission that you are paid is equal or more than the cost of your own subscription. So in order to be paid for, you have to be paid for at $17.97 or $147 based on your 20% retail commissions that you're getting in your organization. So make sure that when, you know, if you have any questions or you think you're already paid for, make sure that those, that your paid for amount is coming from your 20% retail commission.
So actually, let me just add something on that too. And guys, just want to remind you that, you know, the way we've been telling you to do this is for the pay for is it's you get on a subscription, you go out and get four people also on the same subscription. That should be a pay for. That's not the only way to do it.
Right.
Okay. Right. That's just a suggested way. We don't care where the volume comes from. That's just one way.
Exactly. Yep. Paid for, and the way to explain it to people is go out and get four people on the same subscription you're on. But we do look at all 20% retail commission. So just so everybody's aware of that. Events. We've got a lot of events going on. We're all over the place lately. Relationship Marketing Summit. We just hosted a very successful, very awesome event in Seattle. Thanks to Julie Hansberry, all of her team for that.
It
was a great event. Next, we're going to be going to Pittsburgh. So we've got Joy Klohanitz and her whole group, and we've got Canadians as well that are going to be coming down, joining us September 15th in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So make sure you get that on your calendar. Or invite anybody in the area you know that wants to, you know, enhance their business. Leadership retreat. Our seats are filling up really quickly. You do still have a chance to qualify. The event is October 25th to the 27th. So it's coming up really quickly. If you want to qualify, get qualified as soon as you can so you can start buying your plane tickets and things like that. It's a lot cheaper to do it early out. It's going to be a very exclusive event. There's going to be special trainings and special meetings happening there, and it's only for those in attendance. So you want to make sure you're there, or else you'll feel like you're definitely missing out on something. And the last thing for us in the marketing department is the power of human connection. So Cody B is out on the road right now. He's in Houston with Callie and Lily and all of our friends there today, and then he'll be in Toronto on Thursday. So make sure you guys, if you know anybody in those areas, get them out to the book launch. And also don't forget that we have the book launch party in Las Vegas on August 28th. So again, if you know anybody or you're looking for a reason to head to Sin City, then, you know, get to Vegas August 28th and join in the fun with Cody and everybody else there for the official book launch party of The Power of Human Connection. And again, for me, that's it. So, Walter, you're up.
Okay. Thank you, Sammy. Okay, guys, let's talk about some recent IT updates that's happened over the week period. A big one, first and foremost, is that legacy users no longer are being charged the $1 upcharge for doing custom/photo cards. That was removed, and you should be able to send cards without being charged an extra dollar now. However, that was removed until 10/1. We just want to remind everybody that as of October 1st, prices will increase in terms of how many points for a card. So, and any other changes, we'll let you know, but October 1st, that's coming. I'm not privy to what that is yet, but I'm assuming marketing's working on it. So
yes,
we'll let you know when there's more. Okay, legacy users as well. In the prompt editor, you can now see your points and expense. So if you go to My Account, and then under My Account in the lower left corner, it will show you your existing points and expense. So that way you don't have to toggle back and forth to know what you have or do not have. We had an issue the other day with mobile devices where images, photos were causing a network error when trying to upload new photos. So we discovered that, and I think a lot of you were maybe at a function with Cody when you discovered this. We jumped right on and got that fixed for you. Reminder emails. A lot of people were not getting reminder emails. That issue is now fixed, so you should be getting your reminder emails for upcoming anniversaries and birthdays and so forth. And a couple of fixes that happened this morning. Let's see. So we talked about that emails, talked about, one of the things is we fixed the bug causing the notification bubble. So if you have a notification in your account, there's a bubble that pops up that you have to click on to see what that notification is. That bubble wasn't clickable. So we fixed that, so you should be able to see all your messages now. We had an issue that popped up late last night, again with iOS and Android app users, where another network failure issue was coming up when you try to go to any specific category within the site. A fix was implemented, so you should not encounter that as of now. And what else? Talked about that. There was a bug within the relationship manager when you were trying to do a search, and it wouldn't reset, so you couldn't do new searches. That's been fixed, so that should be working fine. And we had a bug, too, where some people found that you could actually attach a gift to a postcard, which you should not be able to do. So we fixed that, and it all is right currently. So those are bug fixes. Now let's talk about some enhancement/update that happened this morning. If you go to your account in the prompt editor, the new site, and if you go to My Account, you notice that there is a new tab. So you have the account info tab, and then to the right of that, the middle top of the page, is a new tab in gray that's called preferences. So what we've done is, so you can now find your preferences. So this is the information that was available on the old site that wasn't here on the new site. We've now moved it over. So in preferences include your contact preferences, such as if you want to be notified or get email reminders, if you want the recipient's company to print on the envelope, or if you want emails when your credit card is charged. So So that section is now in the new site for referral partners and customers. Now for referral partners, also in the new preference tab, we have your personal website option where you can go and change your website name to from your user ID to whatever URL you want, as long as that URL is not taken. And then we also have below that some new sharing options. So there's four different links that you can give to people, to prospects, to help share the CentoCard system and help get them signed up under you. One link will take them to your homepage, so centocards.com/whatever your URL is. The other link will take them to the card catalog. If they pick a card and send it, they will still be linked to you using that URL. The third link is a link to the business page, so if you have any business prospects out there or people that want to be in the business. And the fourth link is sends people to the pricing page so they can see the list of new subscriptions and figure out what they want. So some good options there, guys. Again, we're just giving you some more tools to help you build your business. Go take a look at these. Again, these are under My Account / the Preference tab in the new Prompt Editor system. Take a look, share them, let us know what you think about them. Okay, and I think that's it. Oh, I did want to share, and I'll keep sharing with you guys. In Support World, our stats continue to be great, thankfully. Our average hold time last week was, let's take a look, was 1:32. So, woo-hoo-hoo! Big whoop.
It's a big deal.
Okay, 1:32 on average last week for answering phone calls. Our chat and emails, we've continued to respond to all of them within a 24-hour period. So we are back on it, guys. It was a long haul, but we're back where we need to be. So thank you again for all your support there. And if you need us, we're here for you now. And I think that's it for now this week. Just a reminder that we will post this call in the Resource Center under Breaking News. I don't know why I can never remember that. And we will continue to do this call every Tuesday and Thursday. On Thursday, we'll just repeat this call, and then we'll do a new live call in 2 weeks, two Tuesdays from today. Right?
Yep.
Okay. But if we have any other prevalent issues, we'll be sure to jump back into you through Facebook as well.
Absolutely.
So I think that's it for now. Hopefully this has been helpful to you guys. Get the word out there to everybody else. And Sam, anything else you want to join?
Nope. I'm good.
Okay. Well, guys, thank you very much for joining us. Again, we'll be back here in 2 weeks. And that's it. So same bat time, same bat channel. Bye.